Module 7, Lesson 3.3, The Gradual Retreat Method.
This is an in-room method which is effective from 4 to 6 months of age and onwards into the toddler years. With this method, the goal is to work your way out of your child's room over a period of 2 to 3 weeks, and it works really well if you're wanting to transition your child to their own crib or to their own room. So how do we implement the gradual retreat method? Firstly, you start with your sleep ritual, then you place your child awake into bed, say goodnight, and go to your settling position, depending on which stage of the process you're at. In this method, you are going to consistently step-by-step decrease the use of four specific calming tools, which are quiet presence, calming touch, verbal reassurance, and pickups, until your child is able to settle completely independently without your presence in the room. These four calming tools are used to create a slow and gentle sleep training process, which allows you to both give your child reassurance, but also space to self-settle. Practically speaking, this means that every 2 to 3 days, you are going to move to the next stage of the gradual retreat method, using either increased distance and/or decreased involvement to settle your little one to sleep. And now I'm going to outline each stage of this process with our suggested use of each calming tool at each stage. Stage 1, approximately days 1 to 3 of the gradual retreat method. The main aim of this stage is to help your child simply fall asleep in their bed successfully. Because your child has probably been used to falling asleep with a lot of assistance from you, they are most likely going to fuss, grumble, and cry once put to bed, which means that during this stage, they're still going to need a lot of reassurance from you to be able to actually calm down and fall asleep. So, firstly, sit or lay down right next to your child's bed. It can be really helpful here to get yourself into a comfortable position where you can easily reach your child without having to bend over the crib. Laying on a mattress next to the crib, for example, enables you to both mimic what you want them to do, which is lie down and go to sleep, and to be able to reach through the crib bars to reassure them if needed. Keep in mind, though, that it is important that you remain calm and that you don't offer your little one too much attention as they're falling asleep. Your presence shouldn't be stimulating or fun, just reassuring. You are there to reassure them that they are not alone, but it is not your job to actually make them sleep. It may encourage them to sleep if you shut your eyes or are laying down, as I've said. So, first of all here, we want to start with quiet presence, just laying there next to their bed. If they start to cry or fuss in the bed, try counting to 100 before intervening and just listen to the cry. Are they tired? Are they frustrated? Counting to 100 for yourself gives your little one a chance to try to self-settle while still being a manageable time frame for you to handle. You might pat the mattress rhythmically while you're counting to give your child a soothing beat to concentrate on. If this quiet presence alone does not help, you can introduce verbal reassurance. During the first stage of gradual withdrawal, you may need to use this verbal reassurance pretty consistently. You might shush, sing, or hum, or repeat a reassuring mantra phrase like, "I'm right here, you are safe, it's time to sleep," depending on what you see works best for your child. Do this for approximately 1 minute. If during that time your child starts to respond and begins to calm down, you can lower your voice and slowly reduce the verbal reassurance. Then you cycle through waiting quietly and using verbal reassurance as needed. However, if things do begin to escalate, you might want to move on to the next calming tool. So if your child is still crying after 1 minute of verbal reassurance, you can introduce calming touch while continuing the verbal reassurance as you feel is soothing for your child. With calming touch, you might pat your child's bottom or their side rhythmically or stroke their head, back, or chest gently and slowly. For some children, do keep in mind that too much touch can be overstimulating. So if you feel this might be the case with your child, you could place your hand simply calmly and firmly on their back, side, or stomach, depending on which position they're lying in, or just hold their hand. That just reassures them that they're there, but it doesn't give them excessive movement. Do this for 1 to 2 minutes. If here your child responds and starts to calm down, you gently remove your hand first, then lower your voice and gradually stop the verbal reassurance. Then you cycle through waiting quietly, giving verbal reassurance, and using calming touch as needed. If things start to escalate, you move on to the next calming tool. This last calming tool is actually picking up your child to reassure them. Before the pickup, do keep in mind that you should have first tried all of the other calming tools, meaning that you're only actually doing a pickup every 3 to 5 minutes. Otherwise, this is going to become too stimulating for your child. So that means once you've already waited for the 100 seconds to listen to your child's cry, you've used verbal reassurance for about 1 minute, and then you've added calming touch for 1 minute, and if your little one is still crying really hard, then you pick your little one up. The pickup should be short, maximum of about 1 minute, holding in your arms. You might gently sway, rock, or bounce your child to help them calm down. But regardless of whether they've calmed down or not, after that 1 minute, you place them back in bed and you start again from the very beginning with layering the other calming tools: waiting, verbal reassurance, and calming touch. You may need to stop the pickups altogether if it seems that getting picked up and put down again actually increases the crying, or if your child doesn't calm down at all in that 1 minute of being held. So at this first stage of gradual withdrawal, you're going to stay in your child's room and repeat these steps until they have fallen into a deep sleep, and then you can leave. Stage 2, approximately days 4 to 6 of the gradual retreat method. At this second stage of gradual retreat, you want to slowly begin to decrease your involvement. You're going to slightly reduce the frequency of your reassurance and, if possible, physically move yourself slightly further away from the child's bed. So once again, we start with quiet presence. Once you've put your child into bed and you've taken your position in the room, hopefully about 0.5 meter to 1 meter away from their bed, you give your little one a chance to settle themselves. If they start to cry or fuss in bed, try counting again to 100 before intervening and just listen to their cry. If quiet presence alone does not help here, introduce verbal reassurance. At this stage, you can start to use verbal reassurance more intermittently than at stage 1. Try to refrain from constantly humming and shushing and simply regularly repeat your reassuring mantra phrase, "I'm right here, you are safe, it's time to sleep," or just make a shushing noise occasionally. You could try this every 20 to 30 seconds if your child is crying hard, or even more intermittently if they're showing signs of calming down. You do this for 2 to 3 minutes before introducing some calming touch if needed. So if your child has not responded to your voice or is still crying after those 2 to 3 minutes of verbal reassurance, we want to introduce some calming touch while continuing the occasional verbal reassurance. At this stage of gradual retreat method, we want to also make the calming touch more intermittent. So we want to try to avoid constantly patting your child or constantly holding their hand. Instead, every 30 to 60 seconds, you can offer a pat or a stroke of reassurance. And you do this for 2 to 3 minutes before moving on to pickups if necessary. That last calming tool is picking up your child to reassure them. Remember, before the pickup, you should have first tried all of the other calming tools, which means that at this stage, you're only doing the pickups every 5 to 10 minutes. So once you've already waited for 100 seconds to listen to your child's cry, you've used verbal reassurance intermittently for 2 to 3 minutes, and then you've added a calming touch intermittently over 2 to 3 minutes, and your little one is still crying hard, then you pick them up. This pickup should be short, maximum 1 minute, and without any rocking, jiggling, or bouncing. It should be very calm. Then, after this 1 minute, regardless of whether they've calmed down or not, you place them back in bed, and you start again from the beginning with layering the waiting, verbal reassurance, and the calming touch. Again, remember, we want to stop those pickups if they actually increase the crying, or if your child does not calm down while being held. Stage 3, approximately days 7 to 10 of the gradual retreat method. At this stage, you want to continue decreasing your involvement even more. You're going to further reduce the frequency of your reassurance and, if possible, physically move yourself even further away from the child's bed. So ideally, you want to be about 1 to 2 meters away from their bed, or you could even be sitting or laying next to the bedroom door while still remaining in the room. Firstly, we start with quiet presence. So once you've put your child into bed and you've taken your position in the room, give your child a chance to settle themselves. If they start to cry or fuss in bed, try counting again to 100 before intervening and just listen to their cry. If quiet presence alone does not help, you can introduce verbal reassurance still. At this stage, you should only give verbal reassurance, though, every 1 to 2 minutes, or maybe even less frequently if they're showing signs of calming down or having longer intervals of calm in between crying. You can regularly repeat your reassuring mantra phrase, "I'm right here, you are safe, it's time to sleep," or make a shushing noise occasionally. And then you want to cycle 2 to 3 times through the waiting quietly and using verbal reassurance before you would introduce any kind of calming touch, if needed at all. So calming touch should only be used as needed, and we want to make it even more intermittent than in the previous stages. So we're only offering a pat or a stroke for 1 minute every 5 to 7 minutes while keeping your child in their bed. And in between, you would return to your waiting position. At the very latest, we want to actually stop using pickups at this stage. You may have already stopped using pickups at the previous stages if they weren't really helpful for calming your little one or if they were just not needed. But that means in this stage, you continue layering the waiting with intermittent verbal reassurance and occasional calming touch until your little one is asleep. Something to note here is that if there's still a lot of crying at this stage, you might need to look over your sleep plan again because something might need to be adjusted. Maybe you need to better optimize the sleep environment or the day routine or switch to the intervaled soothing method. It could be that your presence in the room is overstimulating for your child. Stage 4, approximately days 11 to 14 of the gradual retreat method. At this stage, you're going to decrease your involvement even more, and we would suggest that you position yourself outside your child's room, keeping their door slightly open, using only intermittent verbal reassurance to calm them. As always, start with quiet presence. So once you've put your child into bed and you've taken your position outside the child's bedroom door, you give your little one a chance to settle themselves. If your child starts to cry or fuss in bed, do try counting to 100 before intervening. If quiet presence alone does not help, that's when you introduce the verbal reassurance, keeping in mind that at this stage, we only want to give verbal reassurance every 1 to 2 minutes or even less frequently if your child is showing signs of calming down or having longer intervals of calm in between crying. During the verbal reassurance, you can repeat your mantra phrase, "I am right here, you are safe, it's time to sleep," or make a shushing noise occasionally, and you repeat this until your child is asleep. If your child is still crying after you've reassured them verbally at least twice, you may go into their room and do a quick check-in to assure them that you're still around and that they are safe. You leaving the room may initially cause a setback because your presence is that last sleep association that you're weaning from. However, we want to keep in mind that the check-in should be short and calm, maximum of 30 seconds to 1 minute. And although you can use some verbal reassurance and a quick calming touch to comfort your little one, we want to make sure that we don't pick them up out of the bed and that you leave the room again after that quick check-in. That means that you would only be doing a check-in every 5 to 10 minutes if necessary. Stage 5, approximately days 15 plus of the gradual retreat method. So at this point, you can actually transition to the intervaled soothing method, and you can read more about that method in the next section. The basic principle of this method, however, is that you do your sleep ritual, you place your child awake in bed, and you leave the room fully. You then only go into the room again at regular intervals, potentially every 5 to 10 minutes or whatever feels doable for you, and do a quick check-in of 30 to 60 seconds if your child is crying for that entire length of that set interval. If they're just grumbling in bed or crying intermittently, it's best to wait for either a longer interval or just not go in at all, allowing them to settle to sleep fully independently. Here are some extra guidelines for implementation of the gradual retreat method. Guideline number 1. If you notice that one of the specific calming tools actually makes your little one more frustrated or stimulated than calm, you should stop or reduce its frequency. For example, you may want to stop the pickups if they actually increase the crying or if your child does not calm down when held. Guideline number 2. One stage of the gradual retreat method should last no longer than 3 to 4 days. Otherwise, that new position will become the new habit, and moving to the next stage will be met with a lot more protest. Guideline number 3. If you're room sharing and you're not quite ready to transition your child to their own room, you may want to pause at stage 3 or 4 and move on to number 4 and 5 when you and your child are ready. However, do keep in mind that parental presence is often an unhelpful sleep association, and your little one may only fully start to consolidate their sleep once you are completely out of the room. If your child is able to fully self-settle at the beginning of the night, but then you come back into the room in the middle of the night because you're room sharing, this can sometimes be confusing and act as intermittent reinforcement and actually prevent the night's sleep from improving. Guideline number 4. If your child regresses with sleep in the months after implementation of the gradual retreat method, simply go back to the stage that feels the most doable for you and your child, and then steadily work your way out of the room again. Guideline number 5. The gradual retreat method is built on the assumption that your presence is already a comforting factor for your child, and therefore it should be easier for them to settle in the beginning stages of sleep training with you being in the room. However, if your child seems increasingly stimulated or more frustrated with you being in the room, it may be necessary for you to switch to the intervalled soothing method.